have with me a man that I have the utmost respect for, and I've had for a long time. I have met him. My producer, James, and I went down to Alabama, and we were sat with the, my guests, and we talked for a while. He treated us well, introduced us to all the employees. It was mind-blowing. I have with me former Alabama Chief Justice Roy Moore. He's back. He's been on the show before. And I just, the thing about Judge Moore is that he doesn't back down. He loves what's right. He loves God. And he's an example for us of what we all should become. Stand up, fight back. Don't give in to evil. And I wanted to talk to the judge for a few minutes just to see how he's doing and what's going on and how can we help him. Judge Moore, welcome to the show again. Thank you so much for coming on.
Well, thank you, Jesse. It's nice to hear from you again and be with you again.
Yes, sir. You know, I have been keeping up with you. I supported your campaign when you ran for Senate, and I've known you and of you and known you for a while now. The thing I admire about you is that you don't back down. Tell the folks, what is it about you that will not allow you to give in or give up with evil? You stand up for what is right. What is it about you?
That's a hard question to answer, Jesse. I don't know. it's the way I was brought up. It's the way I believe. I think you've got to stand for what you believe in, and what you know is the truth. Truth is always going to prevail, and, you know, when you know the truth, you got to stand for it, and if you can't stand for the truth, then you can't stand for anything, basically.
That's right. Absolutely.
I can't say anything other than that, the way I brought up and the way I believe.
You ran for Senate, and all hell broke loose. They falsely accused you. They came after you. They did this and that. And you stood strong through that. How are you doing now, and what are you doing now?
Well, I'm still standing, and they're still fighting. One of the largest law firms in the country, the Covington Burling Law Firm out of San Francisco and Silicon Valley out west in New York, Washington, D.C., is basically loaded with millions of dollars, and they're still putting me through a trial here. We've sued people that falsely accused me in one court, and then one got tracked off to another venue, and now we're fighting that battle. And so we've been fighting continuously. I've got a defense fund, Judge Roy Moore Defense Fund. You can go to roymoore.org and find it. And we have to keep fighting against these very wealthy law firms. They're trying to continue this process so that I don't run again or do anything in politics.
I absolutely agree. I want you to give out that website again, because I'm aware of that, and I will continue to support it, because one thing I've come to realize, Judge Moore, is that the men and women of good got to stand together as those of evil do. The people on the side of evil, they don't agree with everything that they do, but they stand together to go against good. And I've noticed that it's starting to change a little bit now, but I noticed that the people on the side of right, if they disagree with one little thing or believe in some lie, they won't stand together to fight evil. I want them to start doing that, and you absolutely need support in what you're going through. Tell the folks again about the Defense Fund website so that they can support you.
Okay. If you go to roymoore.org, you'll find the Defense Fund, and it's Judge Roy Moore Legal Defense Fund. And we'd appreciate any contributions or people can make. Help us in these battles.
Yes. I read that you recently ruled against, Judge recently ruled against you in a case. Can you tell us about that real quick?
You're talking about the Sacha Baron Cohen case?
Yes.
They didn't rule against me. They transferred venue out of Washington, D.C., where the incident occurred. It's one of these fake news. And when I say fake news, I mean this was false from the very beginning. Sacha Baron Cohen and his parodies on American Life, I guess you would call it, pretends to be someone who he's not,
yeah,
and sets up a news interview and mocks and ridicules the people he invites. And basically, it's all based on fraud. So that happened to me in Washington, D.C., and we tried to transfer that to they tried to transfer it to New York, and the judge agreed with them. And because of the venue transfer provision, which basically was based on the fraudulent contract, and which should have been void ab initio or from the beginning. But that's what happened in that case. He didn't, per se, rule on the merits of the case.
Is that normal for a judge in a case to speak about the judge before the case is heard? And can a judge make that kind of decision?
Well, in a contract, a normal civil contract, when you have a venue transfer provision, of course, that's where the case is supposed to be tried. Well, this all happened in Washington, D.C., and they got it transferred to New York State in New York City, where it's a much more liberal provision they had in the contract. Of course, when we agreed to come to Washington and do a television program, we didn't know that it was all fraudulent to begin with.
Yeah.
It was supposed to be about something else, about Jerusalem and Israel, and it turned out to be just a fraud, a mockery.
Yeah, I'm aware of that, guy. This is another reason I wanted to have you on, too, because I want to do all I can to support you. Those people on that side of the fence, they have a lot of money and a lot of support. On our side, we need, because you're spending a lot of money, have to raise a lot of money and deal with all this stuff that's happening to you. So I really want people to get involved. I wanted to ask, will you run for Senate again?
Well, I'm going to make my decision in within a few weeks here. I haven't announced anything yet.
Well, I'm hoping you do, if it's at all possible. I'm really hoping you do run. I think we need you there, because otherwise government going out of control.
Yes. Well, I think that the country has problems, and you got to have somebody that's understanding of the law, the supreme law of the land, the United States Constitution, has governed us well for many years. But, you know, right now it's in havoc in Washington, D.C., and it's
yep.
the power play
yep.
in our government.
And I have two other questions that to be it for you. I know you're in a rush here. The president said that he is not sure you would win if you should run. How do you feel about that?
Well, I think I know the people of Alabama, and there wouldn't be one winning if I couldn't run. And besides that, the polls, I'll indicate I'm very much in the lead.
Yeah.
And I think that's a scenario that some established Republicans in Washington like to put out, and maybe they've convinced the president wrongfully of that scenario. But, yes, we will win.
Yeah, I call the president the Great White Hope. I love the president, but I disagree. I believe that you run, you will win. I'm from Alabama, as you know. I grew up down on a plantation there. And there are some really good Christian men and women who love what's right, and they will support you in this run because they know exactly what's going on. Alabama is different than the rest of the country, I believe.
I believe it is. I believe Alabama is unique, and rightfully so. I think we stand against the things that are ruining our families, our homes, and taking us down as a people.
That's right. And congratulations on the abortion bill that was passed to protect the unborn children down in Alabama. It made my heart smile to see Alabama stand up for the unborn.
Well, I think that what motivated the legislature greatly is the fact that the Supreme Court in 72 just made up this rule, and one of the justices, Blackman, I believe it was, who was on the court, said that if we ever define the fetus as a person, then the whole thing falls apart. Well, that's what we've been trying to do for years, because that's what they did at the beginning. I mean, the fetus was a living being.
Yeah.
And that was back in the 1700s. They recognized that. And so basically the courts made some law that they shouldn't have made. And
yeah.
Excuse me, that's my phone.
Yeah, I know. I know you're really, really busy. Well, congratulations for that. I'm glad Alabama stood up again. Not surprising. And the liberals hate Alabama because of the goodness of the people there. And they're trying all they can do to change Alabama. And I've often said, if we lose Alabama to the liberals, it's over for the country.
Well, I believe you're right, Jesse. I think that Alabama has stood very strongly against different things. Same-sex marriage was hotly contested here. And in fact, Alabama remains the only state in the union that has ruled both before and after Obergefell, which is the Supreme Court case, upholding injunctions not to issue same-sex marriage licenses.
Yeah.
Of course, everyone is now ignoring that Alabama case, and yet they shouldn't ignore an active injunction that has never been overruled.
Yeah.
So we still got a battle going on here.
Well, God is good. His mercy endures forever, and you guys are going to win. You have my prayers and my support. Tell the folks once again your website. I want them to, we're all going to support you to help you through this stuff that you're dealing with. Your website again.
It's roymoore.org. Very simple, roymoore.org.
Right on. Judge Moore, thank you for your time, and say hello to your wife and the family for me. And next time in Alabama, I'm going to stop by and shake your hand again.
Well, I look forward to it, Jesse. And anytime you want me to be on your program, just give me a call.
I will. Thank you, sir. And God bless you, all right?
Yes, sir. Bye-bye.
Bye now.
God bless
you. All right. Thank you, sir. Amazing. I hope he runs. I love that guy. He's strong. He loves what's right. And I'm telling you, men and women, remember Sarah Palin, what they put her through? They don't care if you're a man or a woman, and they don't care if you're black or white. It doesn't matter if you're black or white. It's up, it's down, it's in, it's out. They don't care. They don't care what color you are. They don't care if you're a man or woman. They don't care if you're a boy or a girl. They don't care if you're old or young. They will destroy you, or try to, if you're on the side of good. They will lie, cheat, steal, defame. They'll do whatever it takes, because evil hate good. Understand this, folks. So support the judge. And he needs you. If ever he needed you, he needs you now.